Dakota, the full name of the Cancer Connection is Meet Your Cellmates, C-E-L-L. Are you a cellmate?
I am a cellmate. I was diagnosed with a rare hereditary colon cancer syndrome in 2011 at the age of 22.
The Young Adult Cancer Connection is defined as 18 to 39. What defines that group?
18 to 39 is, you know, what we consider to be young adults. So you could be in or out of treatment and also their caregivers as well.
What was the idea behind this Cancervention conference?
I went to a conference in Boston about a year ago that was a young adult cancer conference and thought it was the most incredible thing, completely transformative, and kept wondering why we couldn't have something like that in Philadelphia.
Was it indeed the connections that made it transformative?
Yeah, I think being in a room with a bunch of other people who you can just go up to and say, hey, I have this cancer, what kind of cancer did you have, is just totally liberating.
So the Cancervention conference will have a whole slew of topics, and presenting, of course, will be Anne, and you'll be talking about navigating the three C's, cancer, campus, and career. Talk about your role at Drexel University.
My office works with any student, faculty, staff, campus guest who may have any sort of disability and need equal access to have to their education or to any other program that they're participating in. So for someone who may have cancer or be currently in treatment or out of treatment and be dealing with side effects of treatment, anything like that, they may be someone who would register with my office, and we would work with them to make sure that they have in place the different types of accommodations that they would need. And we would also work with students as they're preparing to transition into college to help them prepare for that type of transition so that they're ready, especially someone who may be dealing with a very new diagnosis, to kind of deal with the transition to college, in addition to the transition to college being a person with a disability, which may not have been something that they identified with before.
And to what extent does the Drexel program also imbue students with a sense of what's to come after graduation?
So at Drexel, we happen to be a co-op school, which means many of our students, almost all of them, in fact, participate in co-op, which is full-time employment while they are still at Drexel going full-time to school. And though for those students of ours that happen to have disabilities that may need accommodations in the workplace, this is a fantastic opportunity because we can work with them to help educate them about what the law says in terms of their rights as a person with a disability in the workplace, what sorts of accommodations they may need to think about to ask for, what sort of questions to ask a future employer, how to look at a job description, thinking about both their strengths and then potential weaknesses or concerns that they might have if they're still dealing with treatment or potential future recurrences or future issues, or even just oftentimes having to go to doctor's appointments and things like that, and how they would navigate that and discuss it with an employer.
Now, among the topics during these breakout sessions on Saturday, there's one called You've Got Questions, We've Got Cancers. It's a patient panel. And again, does that refer back to the importance of networking with fellow patients?
Yes, this patient panel is probably one of our favorites. We're looking forward to it so much because my partner and I have found so much support from the young adult cancer community and just networking with them and asking them questions and having them ask us questions. So for us, this is probably the hallmark of the conference.
Describe your partner.
My partner's name is Kara Scharf, and she has the BRCA mutation. So she was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 25. And we met through Facebook and have been sort of cancer fighting partners in crime ever since.
Tell us about the keynote speaker at Saturday's event.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have Saleika Jawad, who's an Emmy Award-winning New York Times writing Ken Burns documentary featured advocate for young adults with cancer. And we thought it was such a long shot that we'd get her that we almost didn't even reach out. But on a whim, we decided to. And now, retrospectively, we're really glad we did because she's helped both Kara and I tremendously in our own recovery. And so it's just such a meaningful thing to have her there. And I just got off the phone with her earlier, and she is really excited to be there, and she's going to focus her talk on how beneficial the young adult cancer community is and how wonderful it is to discover this community once you're in it.
And when Cancervention closes after Saturday, do you still have a strong network of folks in the community that you can turn to?
Absolutely. I was just in the ER for dehydration, and I had this whole group of people writing me and texting me, asking me how I was and joking about my experience in the ER, and that was something totally different than I've had.
And to what extent does Drexel help students who have cancer, and describe that network and community?
So we meet individually with every student or individual to talk about what it's truly like to be them in class, what it's like to be them when they're having a bad day and they're missing class. We work with them so that they know how to best advocate for themselves when talking with their faculty about something that they might need.
Dakota, though, you're out of school. What resources do you count on in the Philadelphia region?
So for me, that was the biggest struggle, was I couldn't find anything. And that's why I think we're loving so much what we're doing with Young Adult Cancer Connection, is because we're finding those resources so people don't have to be like me a few years ago and scouring the internet and really coming at a loss. There are some great resources out there, just they still require some searching to find.
Dakota, what's next for the Young Adult Cancer Connection after the hopefully successful Cancervention Conference on Saturday?
So, well, we would like to make Cancervention an annual event.
And this is the first annual.
This is the first annual event. First ever Philly Young Adult Cancer Conference. So pretty exciting. And then we also run monthly Philadelphia-based meetups for young adults with cancer. We'd like to hopefully expand into getting into colleges and speaking to other young adults.
I'm getting a sense from both of you of the, I can't put into words, the power of knowing that you're part of like-minded people, of a collaborative effort.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when people talk about cancer, they often think about empowering and strength and inspiring. And sometimes it's hard to identify with those things. But I do feel, and I will readily admit, that connecting with other people who get it is just truly empowering. And that's what I'm looking forward to at Cancervention.
Dakota, and thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.